Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir. We already have done Chav Zayin Omid Aleph, so we're going to begin on the second line from the top on Chav Zayin Omid Beis. We'll Mir Tashem finish off Chav Zayin Omid Beis and do all of Chav Ches as well. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Harriet Pakris, Yenta Tzviya Bas Yaakov, and Harry Zwibel, Tzvi Ben Moshe Eliezer. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Okay, so we'll jump right into it because once we start reading the Gemara, we'll remember what we were discussing in the end of yesterday's shir. So we begin Chav Zayin Amud Beis, two lines on the top with the words Mosiv Rav Hamnuna. Rav Nuna had the following shaila. He said, Umi Amrinon Behema Balas Mum Kistuma Damya. And this reminds us that in yesterday's shir we had a whole discussion from the Mishnah based on Chav Dalit that if a person had designated funds for his Korbanos of Nazirus, his Olo, his Chatos, and his Shlomim, and Nebuch, he passed away. So he said if the funds were not specified, they weren't designated, the funds were just a pile of money that he was going to use for his Korbanos. So then in that situation, we said either Haloch L'Moshe Misinai, like Rabbi Yochanan, or Adroshos from the Psukim, according to Reish Lakish. So in this situation, all the money is Yiplud in the Dover. And then in yesterday's year, we discussed what is the status if he had had an animal that was designated, or animals that were designated, they were Bali Mumim, they had blemishes, so they're considered fungible, ready cash, and the opinion of the Gemara was that these are considered just like money. So therefore, if they were not designated as specifically for Ola, Chatos, and Shlamim, but were generic for the Ola, Chatos, and the Shlamim, so you can sell them, and those funds that you will get for those animals, Yiplun and Adava as well. So Rav Amnuna questions this. Masiv Rav Amnuna, Umi Amrinan Behema Balas Mum Kistuma Damya? Really? Is this true that if the person had designated animals for his, let's say, three cows, we had explained yesterday from the Rosh, three cows that couldn't be used for korbanos, and they have a mum, so they don't have to be waiting until Yira Achi Yistayim because they have Kedusha Saguf, and you can't just sell them. So here, they're able to be sold because they don't have Kedusha Saguf. They are animals with a mum, so you just go and sell them. There's plenty of buyers for them, and therefore they're fungible, and they're considered like cash, and therefore Yiplul and Adava, in this situation when they weren't designated, Rav Hamnuna questions that. Is that really true? I'll show you that that's not true. Toshma, we have the following brisa that seems to go against that. The brisa says, Kate said, Amru, Ha'ish Magalech al Nizirus Abin. There is a din, and the Rosh actually brings the first part of this brisa, and you look in the Rosh, 5 lines in the top, he says, Hochi Garsinan, Bizman Shahaya Aviv Nazir. If the man's father was a Nazir, and the man's father, the Hifrish Mos Stumim L'Nazirus, so the father set aside $1,000 for his Korbanos, the Ola, the Chatas, and the Shlamim, but Nebuch, the father, dies. The Omar HaBen, the Ben says, Hareini Nazir, I will take upon myself the Nazirus, but on the condition, on the Nas, Shagaleach Al Mos Abba, that I will use the funds that his father had set aside, and instead of them Yiplu and Adava, they could be used for his personal bringing of the korbanos that he is now taking upon himself. So harei zeh megaleach hamos aviv. The first part of this brisa tells us that in fact this works, and as long as he has not yet taken upon himself nazirus himself, his father passes away, there are those funds available. Normally there would be yiplu and adava, but if the son says no, I will go and become a nazir, on the condition that I can use those funds to bring my korbanos, that is perfectly acceptable. That's the first part of the Mishnah. But now we go to the part that's relevant to our Gemara. Let's continue reading the Rosh. Avla Mahaya Huv Aviv Nazirim, if both he and his father were already both Nazirim, and his father set aside funds, Yifrifish Ovid Mos Stumim, his father set aside undesignated funds, and then Nebuch the father passes away, Umeis. So now the son wants to use those monies to pay for his korbanos, he can't. Omer HaBen, the son who was already a Nazir, says, Hareini Megalech Al Mos Abba, in this situation he wants to take those funds and use them for his own personal korbanos, he can't. The din is Yiplu L'Nedava. They, in fact, are going to be Yiplu L'Nedava. They'll be brought for Keitz HaMizbeach Olos on the communal level. So now let's see inside our Gemara. Toshma. Keitz at Amru Ish Megalech Al Nidus Ovid. Under what situation is the son permitted to go and take the funds that his father had set aside, and Nebuch, the father, had died, and use them to pay for his own Korbanos Naziris? So, as we pointed out from the beginning of the Rosh, that, in fact, he can do this if he hadn't yet taken upon himself a Naziris. However, the Gemara jumps to the second part. Bisman Shayahu V'Aviv Nazirim, but if he and his father were already both Nazirim, when his father had designated funds in the Vivish Aviv Mos L'Naziruso, his father put aside funds, $1,000 for the father's Ola Chatas and Shlomim, and then Nebuchadnezzar, the father, passes away in this situation where the son was already a Nazir before that. If the son now says, well, I'm already Nazir, I'm Nash, I'm Os Abba, so it doesn't work. As the Rosh had said, in this situation, those funds were Yiplun and Adava. So the Brisa says, Beferish, Hoyulo Mos Dumos, if there was just funds that were undesignated, that were set aside by the father, the din is the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai or the drushas of the Psukim, Yiplu L'Nedava. They go and are brought on Ketz and Mizbeach for Olos. Haislo Behemah Mifureshes. But if the father had designated specific animals for specific things, so then Chatos Tomus, the Chatos has to go and be put into a room, close the door, and Nebuchadnezzar will die. Ola Tikrav Ola. The Ola animal they had designated can be used as an Ola, and the Shlomim Yikru Shlomim, and the Shlomim animal can be used for a Shlomim. Now, the Gemara's question is, this is Rav Nuna's question, my love, aren't we talking about Afilu Balas Mum, even if these animals had a Mum? Now, we had said that if the animals had a Mum, the way we treat them is as if they were Mos Stumim, so therefore it should have been Yiplu L'Nedava. And yet here it says that they each are being used for their specific thing, that Chatos will have to die, the Ola will be brought as an Ola, and the Shlomim will be brought as a Shlomim. So isn't this talking about even if they had a Mum, and the funds for those animals would be used in this way, not Yiplu L'Nedava? So one says, no, Rav Amnon, you're incorrect. Lo, Tmima, we're only talking here about if they were animals that were unblemished. And therefore, the dinim from yesterday apply, that maybe there was a Shehiyah, there's a delay, obviously has to wait till the animal gets a mum, and therefore during that period of time, maybe the father had said, this will be the chatas, this will be the ol, this will be the shlamim, and therefore they considered mefurashos and not stumim. But if in fact they had a mum, the din that we had discussed yesterday is not negated by this brisa. If they had a mum, it would be all yiplu l'nedava. Rav Nuna says, wait a second, avol balas mum kistum adamya, so then you're telling me that if the animals did have a mum, that we do consider them like mos that were stumim? So then why didn't you say so? My ear, your mos, why did the Mishnah give us the case that's not such a big chiddush of mos, should have said even a bigger chiddush, and said, lema, haislo behema balas mum, yiplu l'nedava. That's a bigger chiddush than saying the money. Why didn't you say that if the animals had were bali mumim, so then they're considered like mos, so then just say right out that the animals Yiplu L'Nedava, the funds that you get for selling those animals, because they're fungible, you can sell them right away. There's no concern of Shehiyah, and therefore the animals are considered like funding, like money, so therefore say so. That's a bigger chiddush. Why did you give us the chiddush only of Mos? You should have said, no, even Bali Mumim animals are Kistum Adamya. That's a bigger chiddush. Why didn't you say so? That's Rav Nuna's question. So it says, Taka, that's really what it meant. Hochanami, that's how you have to read it. What is the essence of these animals that are Bali Mumim? Balas Mum. Lemai Kadisha. What status does an animal that has a mum have? It's Kedushas Mamon, and therefore it is essentially Mamon, Litmei, and therefore Tmei Haidumo. So it's as if the Mishnah had said that, because it's talking about Mos Stumos or animals Bali Mum. They're one and the same, and therefore there's no bigger chiddush saying one versus the other. Another question where I asked Moshe Rav. Rav says, we have the word in the Pasuk, Korbano. Asher Nosi Yechata, the Hevi Es Korbano. So the drush on the word Korbano, Rava says, is the Korbano Hu Yotze. Only with his own Korban can a person be Yotze if he's obligated to go and bring a Korban for a Korban Chatas. The Eino Yotze, the Korban Ovid. But he can't use his father's Korban to bring as his own obligation to bring a Korban Chatas. That's what Tosus understands, because the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai says that if Rachmana Litzlan, you have a person who was supposed to bring Chatas, dies, and he designated Chatas, so that's when the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the five things, the five Chatos, so one of them is Shemei Subalev, if the owner dies. In that situation, you have to put the animal into a keeper, you close the door, and let the animal die. However, here, Tosus is explaining, you might have thought that in fact the son could use his father's korban, not to bring it on behalf of the father, but if he needs a chatas, he could bring it himself. So therefore, the drush is, the korban, no, it has to be your korban, hu yotze, a person who's obligated to bring chatas has to bring his own korban, and he also be korban avi, but he couldn't bring his father's chatas if his father had designated the chatas for a sin that the father had done, and never then the father died, so then that animal can never be brought by anybody. It has to go die. Now, Yochol, I might have thought, the Gemara continues, Lo Yotza B'Korbanu Shel Ovid, Shehifrish Minakala Alachamura or Minachamura Alakala. I might have thought that this din of Korbano is specifically telling us that there are different levels of a chatas. A person can bring a chatas, for example, because of a shua shav. A person can bring a chatas because he was over an iser of kares. Or a person can bring a chatas because he inadvertently transgressed a iser that would be basin. All of these, if a person does any of these transgressions for which he would be required to bring a chatas, so then only in that situation that that person be able to be yotze. So I would have thought that's only when you're dealing with, you can't use your father's carbon if it was a different level. Shehifrish min akalu ala chamura, the father had done a lesser sin and you had done a stricter sin, or omin hachamura ala kala, the father had done a stricter sin and you had done a lesser sin. I might have thought only in that situation are you not able to go and use the father's chatas. But maybe a person would be able to go bring if it's the same level. If the father had done a certain level of sin that he's required to bring chattas, and you had done the same level of sin that you're required to bring chattas for, maybe in that situation it would be good. You'd be allowed to use the person whose father passed away in Ebach and had left a chattas, and you also need a chattas for the same level of sin. Maybe that would be good. Maybe Karbono only tells me if it's a different level, but not if it's the same level. So Talmud Lomar, it says the word Karbono a second time. We have two psukim that say Karbono. So Karbono, Karbono, we have two psukim that say Karbono, and therefore this extra drasha of Karbono teaches us b'Karbono, only his own who Yotzei, v'hinu Yotzei b'Karbono shel Aviv, even if it's the same level of sin. Mark continues and says, Yochel lo yetzei b'korban aviv. Okay, that's with it's the actual animal that the father had designated. The behemo shefrish, b'korban no means if he actually designated an animal, never enough the father died, so then in that situation, you can't use his animal, even if it's the same level of sin. And this would be afilu b'nakala alakala b'nachamura alachamura, and this would apply even if it was the same level of sin, shari ein odom agaleach al behemas aviv b'naziris. Similar to our din, that we had said that a person can't be taking the karbanos of his father, if his father had set aside karbanos for a naziris, and then the father passed away, so he's not allowed to use those karbanos for his own personal usage, if he himself was already a nazir. Shari ein odom agalecha behemas aviv b'naziris. If he was already a nazir, as we just pointed out, he can't go and use his father's karbanos. Now, that will be the question that Rava will ask in a moment. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's continue reading the Braisa. But, Aval Yotzei b'mal shifras aviv, but one might have thought that he can be Yotzei with funds that the father had set aside, even though he was already a nazir. And that would be true. Afilu min hachamura lakala, or min hakala lachamura. And this would even apply, even if it wasn't the same level, the father had set aside money for, let's say, a lower level sin, and you now want to use those funds for a higher level sin of a chatos, or vice versa. The father had set aside funding for a higher level sin, and you want to use them for a lower level sin. So, whether it's minachamura lakalu minachala chamura, I might have thought shari odem galaya chamos of the benazir, that a person could in fact use the funds that his father had set aside for his chatos. So I might have thought that the son could use the shari odem galaya chamos of the benazir because it works by naziris. So maybe it should work here as well. So we turn to chavchav son aleph. So bizman shame stumim. This only works for naziris when they were stumim, but not the low bizman shame for rushim. But since it does work that the child can use the funds for the father in at least some situation, so maybe he could use the funds that the father had set aside for a chatas also to use for his own personal need for a chatas. So the Gemara tells us Talmud Lomar Karbono. No, the word Karbono excludes this possibility as well, because b'karbanohu yotze, only with your own carbon can you be yotze your obligation to bring a chatas, any yotze b'karbanohu, but not with the funds that the father had designated for the father's chatas. Now, the Gemara continues and says, Yochel lo yetze b'mosh shehifrish afilu min akala lakala min achamura lachamura. One might have said that you can't use those funds that the father had set aside, even when it's kala la kala, even if it's the same level. Yes, the word Karbono tells us we can't use the father's funds. Okay, I got it. But I might have thought, Aval Yotzei b'Karbon Shifr Shliatzel, but I might have thought that a person could use a carbon that he designated for himself for a certain sin, and now he wants to use it for another sin, whatever the circumstances were. Aval Yotzei b'Karbon Shifr Shliatzel, one might have thought that he could use a chatas that he had designated for himself, so it's no longer a problem with Karbono. It is his Karbono. So I might have thought that he had designated it for sin A, and now he wants to use it for sin B, whether that's minakala alachamura, minachamura alakala. Again, whether it was for a stricter sin or for a lesser sin originally, and now he wants to use it for the opposite. So originally he set it aside for a lesser sin, now he wants to use it for a stricter sin. Or originally set it aside for a stricter sin, and now he wants to use it for a lesser sin. In this situation, I might have thought, well, that's still Karbono, which should be good. So the Gemara says, no. Talmud Lomar, it doesn't only say Karbono, it says Karbono al chatoso. It has to be brought for a specific carbon. Actually, Karbono lushum chato. So when he designated that original chatas for sin A, it can only be used for sin A. It cannot be used for sin B, even by the same person, and even if it's the same level. So now the word tells us that. And then the word vafilu over here is incorrect. Some say either delete it or put it at the beginning. And you'd read it you can't be yotzei min akal even afilu hakala akala o min achmura lachamura, and then now min akala alachamura o min achmura lachala. So the Bais is basically telling us that you might have thought that in this situation you can't be using your behema that you were mafrish for sin A for sin B, and this is true whether the sins were a different level or even if the sins are on the same level, you can't do that because it says korbano al chatoso. Okay, so that tells me that if he set aside an animal for sin A, he can't use that for sin B, even if it's the same level. Great. But here we come to the conclusion of this long brisa. Shekein im hifrish behema ala chelev, maybe ala dam. That tells me that if he had set aside an animal originally for inadvertently eating chelev, which is a chiyuv of kares, and then he inadvertently ate dam, maybe ala dam, he wants to use that korban that he set aside for eating chelev to use that for eating dam, both of them on the same level. So that he can't do. Or vice versa, all adam they be al chaylev, or the other way around, if he had originally set it aside for dam and now he wants to bring it for eating chaylev by accident, so that he can't do because it says shehevi korbano al chatoso, because in this situation he had never been moal when he uses it for one korban instead and he uses it for the other shari lo moal for lo keeper. In using it in this fashion, he didn't commit meila because it was being brought on his behalf, albeit it doesn't bring him a kapara. He didn't deconsecrate the animal. He brought it for, let's say, dam instead of it being for chelev, or he brought it for chelev instead of being for dam. So he wasn't moel on it. He brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. He sacrificed everything correctly. So it works as a korban, but low keeper. It doesn't provide any kapara. However, I might have thought, even though it doesn't work for a korban, if the person had set aside money for sin A and then wants to use that money for his own sin B, avo, I would have said yotzi b'mo shifrishli atzmo minakala lekala minachamura lechamura, or even minachamura lekala minakala lechamura. I might have thought that he had done sin A, and he takes those funds that he set aside for a chatas for sin A, and now uses those funds to purchase a chatas for sin B. I might have thought that that would be in fact good. Why? Because shekein im hifrishli atzmo mos min achelev vehevi al adam. For example, if a person had inadvertently eaten chelev, so he set aside im hifrishli atzmo mos min achelev, he set aside funds to go bring a chatas for eating chelev, and then he had also inadvertently eaten dam, the vehevi al adam. He took those funds, and instead of using it to purchase a chatas for eating chelev, he used it to purchase a chatas for eating dam. And in this situation, or vice versa, in a situation where he had set aside money al adam for eating, drinking dam inadvertently, and instead he brought it for eating chelev inadvertently, maybe al chelev. So I would have said in this situation, guess what? You took that money and you did usurp it. You did commit me'ila with it, shari mal, because that money was designated for the chatas chelev, and instead you brought it for the chatas for dam, or vice versa. So in this situation, you in fact committed me'ila by taking the money, you usurped that money and took it from being a chelev chatas to being a dam chatas, and therefore that's called me'ila. When you do me'ila, you've essentially deconsecrated the money. You have to go and pay back that money. You have to add a fifth. You have to bring a carbon me'ila, but it's deconsecrated. And therefore, when you took it from the chelev chatas usage and you took it instead for the dam chatas usage, you were mol, so you deconsecrated it, and then when you purchased the new carbon chatas, in fact you'll get a kapara v'chiper. So I might have thought that that would be good. Talmud Loma, no, the pasuk says korbano al chatoso, it has to be for the specific sin that you did, even with funds, ache korbano l'shem cheto. So the funds that were designated can only be used for the chatas indication that you brought them for, that you designated those funds for, and not for anything else. So, bottom line is, after this long brisa that Rava brought us, the din is that you can't use your father's monies, you can't use your father's korbanos, you can't even use your own korbanos that were designated for sin A and use them for sin B. You can't use the carpet, you can't use the money. Bottom line is, in all of these scenarios, you can't use it. Now, here's Rava's question, finally, at the end of this long brisa. Ketani mi, as we said, in the middle of the brisa, behema, that if the father had designated animals for his naziris, so then the son cannot use them if the son had already been a nazir. Now, my love, aren't we talking that situation, even if they were afilu balas mum, and that goes and questions our original statement from yesterday's shir and the beginning of today's shir, that balas mum animals that the father had designated for his naziris, and then the father died, so they're considered like stumim, because they're fungible, they're considered like mos, and mos, stumim, are able to be yiplul in the dava. But the Braisa says, no, don't we treat them there in a situation that they're afilu balas mum, do we treat them like that they were mum for rashim? So there's a kash on that. Now this is essentially the same kasha that we asked at the beginning of this year, and the work is essentially the same teretz. Lo, tmima. Who says that this animal that they're talking about here is a balas mum? This animal that is referring to, the animals that he had set aside for his korbanos haziros, were tmimim, and therefore the whole shihiyah concern applies, and you have to wait yira ad sheyistayit, and therefore that's why they're treated as mefurashim. And the Gemara says that implication, again, same thing that we just said, if that's the implication, so that's a bigger chiddush. If then a balas mum animal is considered like fungible money and therefore is considered yipulun in the daba, so then tell us that. Instead of telling us money that the father had put aside in an undesignated status, that is yipulun in the daba. So it's a bigger chiddush. Tell me the balas mum animals that he put aside, the three cows that he put aside that had mumim, so in that situation, they're also Yiplul and Adaba, that's a bigger chiddush to tell us that. Listen, balas mum instead of mos. So he says, yeah, hachanami, that's exactly what he means. An animal that has a mum, duma chazya lidme, it's only valuable for money. It doesn't have kedushas haguf, it only has kedushas damim, and that kedushas damim is easily fungible. So it's as if he had said mos. So therefore, dme, hainu mos. So therefore, the same answer that we gave before. It's the same chiddush, whether he says that these are mos stumim or balas mum stumim, the same din applies, that they would be Yiplu Linidava. Okay, so these two questions that we'd asked by Rav Hamnuna and Rava are all answered up, and we go on to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah tells us, Nizrak Olea Echman Adomim, a woman had taken upon herself Naziris, her husband did not hear about it, and she went through the entire Naziris, and now she had brought the first of the three Karbanos, the Ola, the Chatus, or the Shlamim is brought, and the Zrika was done. So at this point in time, it is too late. Eno Yocho, the husband in this situation, Eino Yochel Ohavir, is incapable of doing Hafara. And the reasoning is because at this moment in time, she is now mutter to drink wine. So therefore, the whole reason why the husband would be able to be made for his wife, because it's causing Enoi, doesn't apply. And therefore, in this situation, the Tanakhama of a Mishnah says that once any of the three bloods have been Nizrak, so then the Naziris is essentially over from a point of view of the Isurim of the Naziris. She's allowed to be Metamele Mason. She can drink wine, and therefore, the husband no longer has the right to revoke her vow, lahofer es nidra, her naziris. Rabbi Kiva says, even in an earlier point of time, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, afilu nishkito alel achas mikolak behemos, even if one of them had been shechted. Now, he's not disagreeing. On a daraisa level, Rabbi Kiva agrees that you're not going to be able to drink wine until the zrika is done. But he says, once you've shechted the animal, as we'll see, this would be in a situation where you shechted the chatas. So the chatas can't be used for anything else. So if you shechted this chatas and you don't allow the zrika to be done because the husband is mayfair her nether at this point in time, so this animal is going to go to waste. It'll be a hefset of kachim. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, once you did even the shechita on one of these three animals, so me the rabbanan, the rabbi said, the husband no longer can be made for her in the darim. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Omer, afilu nishkato ala achas b'kola behemos eino yochel ofer. Mid the Rabbanan, the rabbis took away the power of the husband to be made for this nether at this point in time. But this is only talking about if it was taglachas tara. But medvar mamurim, Rabbi Kiva says, but taglachas tara, because at this point in time, all they have to do is zrika, and the woman will no longer have eino nefesh, because she'll be able to drink wine. They're at the end of the naziris. But if this was abo b'taglachas hatumah, if these korbanos were brought because she'd become tame, and after she becomes tahori, after the 7 days, the hazoya and shlishi and shvi goes to the mikvah, and now goes and brings her korbanos, so only brought one of the korbanos, or even if they brought all three of the korbanos, at this point in time, the husband can still be made for the neder yofer. Why is that? Because who yochaloma? Because the husband can say, listen, she still has to go through another 30 days of naziris, and efshi beisha minuvelis. I cannot tolerate having my wife be nuvelis. And in Tosus, Dibra Masel, Bebedu, Amurim, he brings down three lines into the Tosus. He says, Klomar, Shehit Sricha, Limnos Meapta, Naziris Tahara. She now has to count the 30 days additional, the Naziris Tahara, and be excluded from drinking wine during this period of time, Vitayoser, Viayin, and therefore, Viesh Kan Inu Nefesh. This is an affliction for her. This means, Vachanami, the Gemara Matzinu Losho Nivol, when he says EFSHI BEISHA MINUVELES, this Losho MINUVELES means that SHIROTZ LOMAR INUI. The husband doesn't wish his wife to have this suffering of having another 30 days of not drinking wine, and they use the Losho MINUVELES equivalent with the Losho of INUI. And therefore, even Rabbi Kiva's mode in this situation, that the husband could still be made for nether. On the other hand, now the Gersa that we have is Rebbe. On the side it says, in parentheses, they were not Goris over here, Rebbe Meir. So either way, whether it's Rebbe Meir or Rebbe, this opinion, Rebbe Meir or Rebbe, says as follows, that no, we do in this situation, at b'taglachas tahara yofa, even if she underwent taglachas tahara, meaning that the carbon was brought on behalf of her taglachas tahara. So in this situation, she still has to shave her head and do a taglachas in order to complete the naziras, and the husband can say, either a mayor or a rebbe says, after taglachas atara yofer, until she actually undergoes the taglachas, the husband can actually still be made for the neder, because he can say, shu yachol lomar, efshi beisha migalachas, I don't want my wife to have her hair shaved. And therefore, in this situation, even though she brought the korbanos, according to the Tanakhama, even though the zrika was done, Rebbe or Rebbe Meir still says that you're allowed to go and be made for the nether at this point in time. That's biyom shamo for the husband, because he doesn't want his wife to wear a sheitel. He doesn't want his wife to go put on peah nochris. He finds that that's not something that he would enjoy, and therefore he can be made for the nether. Why did Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama say that you can't be made for the nether? Because they hold it's not such a big deal. She can wear peah nochris, and therefore it's not a problem that the husband should be able to go and revoke the nether at this point in time. Okay, let's start off the Gemara. Gemara tells us, Masdis and look, Rabbi Lezer, our Mishnah obviously cannot go in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Why is that? Because the Rabbi Lezer, if this Mishnah was in opinion, accord with the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, he holds, Omar, Taglachas Miakevis. He says, until you actually do the Taglachas, even though you brought your korbanos, you still have the restrictions on drinking wine, being metamel mesim, etc. And therefore, the husband still has the right to be made for the neder, according to Rabbi Lezer, until the taglachas. Pekivan de lo gilcha, since she hasn't yet done the taglachas, asira b'chamer, she still is also to drink wine, and the husband can say, when he now finds out about this, that I don't want my wife. Pekivan de isla nivo, since there's going to be inoy over here, motzi mefer, he still has the right to go be made for the neder. So obviously, our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer would say that the husband would still be able to be made for, even though the Zerika was done, but since there's still taglachas, that until the taglachas is done, until the actual hair shaving is done, she's still also to drink wine, according to Rilezer. Therefore, the husband can be made for the neder. And our Mishnah said the husband can't be made for the neder, ergo, our Mishnah is not Rilezer. Now the Gemara says, Ubaha komiflugi. Now, either Goris is or not, some says it on the side, it says Siracher lo garsinon. In any event, we turn to Chavches on the base, and we say that the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva is as follows. Tana didon, the Tanakhama holds over here, Sabar, Kivan di Izdurik alo dam, since you do this rika on one of the korbanos, so at that moment in time, la alter, immediately, Shayu b'chama, she is now permitted to go drink wine. And therefore, for her, less law nevil. There is no longer inoy. Again, nevil and inoy are used here interchangeably, at least at this point in time. So, the Tanakhama's opinion is, therefore, the husband has no right to be made for the neder, because there's no inoy nefesh. Why does Rabbi Akiva say, even after the shechita, even before the zrika, when there still is inoy nefesh over here, Rabbi Akiva says, midi rabbanon, we don't allow you to go and be made for the neder anymore. So Rabbi Akiva sovar, he says, afilu ishtechitas behema in yochol hofer. Once an animal is shechted, you can't be made for anymore. Not when the zrika is done, but even when the animal shechted, because mishum hefsikosh, because now this animal is going to go to waste. And therefore, if the animal is going to go to waste, that's a reason to not allow the husband at this point to be mefer. For the very short period of time between the shechita and the zrika, that the woman won't be able to drink wine, that's not enough of a reason to allow us to have hefsikosh. And therefore, midrabanan, he said that the husband no longer can be mefer the neder. Now, Rosera questions this. He says, maskal Rosera. He says, wait a second, by my, lizrov daman shalolishman. Guess what? Take this animal that had been shechted, do the zrika shalolishman, therefore the yatir bosa bachila, it won't be hefsek kachim, because a zrika that's done lolishman won't fulfill the obligation of the person who brought the carbon, but it's still a kosher carbon. So this is true for all korbanos, but a chatas and the korban pesach, as we'll see, and this will be the answer in a moment, but right now, Rav Zeira says, Rabbi Akiva, do the zrika shalolishman, lizrok dom shalolishman, the yatir bosa bachila, there won't be hefsek kachim, because you'll be able to go and eat the animal's meat, and therefore, why can't the husband still revoke the neder? There is no hefsek kachim at this point in time. Milo Tani, after all, doesn't everybody agree from the following brisa regarding the kivsei atzeres? The kivsei atzeres were the two kvasim that were brought with the shtei halechem on Shavuos to be matir chadosh in the Beis HaMikdash. So, kivsei atzeres that were brought, sheshechachton, shelo lishman, the brisa there tells us, if you go and shechted them, not lishman, for improper reasoning, or you shechted them too early or too late, or too late. In other words, you don't shecht them on Shavuos. So what's the din? Hadam Yizarek, you shechted them, you're allowed to do the zrika, and this will permit Babosa Yiyochel, and in fact, the won't be any hefsed kachim in this situation. So too in our case, there won't be any hefsed kachim. So Rabbi Akiva, do the zrika shalolishman, and therefore, this shouldn't be hefsid kachim. So why can't the husband still be mefer? That's the kachim. We just finished off the brisa. If it was Shabbos Shavuos and they shechted the animal shalol shmon, so then in that situation lo yizrok lichatchila, you're not allowed to do the zrika, because this, the Rosh tells us, is similar to being misaki in trumas and maisos and Shabbos, which we don't allow you to do because it looked like tikkun one. It looks like you're fixing something. So me the rabban, we don't let you take off trumas and maisos. So too, we don't let you do the zrika over here because now this will be matir the animal, and since it's not an animal that's obligated to be brought on Shabbos because you're doing it shalol lishman, you did a shalol lishman. So therefore lo yizrok lechatchila. However, v'imzarek v'diyevet, if you did the zrika takes effect and hurtza, the animal is able to be brought lahak to emur, and you're not allowed to bring the emurim on Shabbos, but you're allowed to go bring the emurim after Shabbos. So therefore, bottom line is, Rav Zeira asks Rabbi Akiva, why are you saying this hefsid kachim? There is no hefsid kachim over here. In fact, go do the zrika shalol lishman. There won't be hefsid kachim, and the husband should also be able to be made for the wife's nether because there's still a zina at this point in time. Before the zrika, you're not allowed to yet drink wine. Shmuel says, Amre, no. The Mora answers, E de shachar ola shlamim, you'd be 100% correct. Tochanami. The ola shlamim could be done, zrika shalol lishman would be mat to the animal. However, there's a chatas. Elohocha b'mayaskin, and we're dealing here with that he's shechted the chatas, going to shechted chatas b'resha. So the chatas can't be done shalol lishman because that would ruin it and it wouldn't be matted the basar, l'achila, and therefore, if he shechted the chatas first, kiditnan, as we learned in a Mishnah, later in the Masechta, Daf Mem Hey, it tells us, im gilach al achas mishlosh yotze, if you did the bringing of any one of the three sacrifices, the ola, the chatas, or the shlamim, it is matir the person from having all the restrictions of the zeros, but since you could bring the chatas first, you don't have the opportunity after you did the shlita to do it shalol lishman, and that's why Rabbi Kiva said once even the carbon is shechted, that is the end of the time, either rabbanan, that the husband can be made for his wife's nadar. Then we go on to quote the rest of the Mishnah. When do we say that this occurs? That Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakama have their machlokes as to when the nazirus can no longer be made feared. That's only when you're dealing with the taglachas that comes at the conclusion of the 30-day period of time, the tahara period of time, or whatever the period of time in the nazirus was. But if there was a tuma incident, so the woman's nazirus stopped, and she has to go through the tahara process, and at the conclusion of that tahara process, she brings her korbanos, the two bird offerings, and the osham, and then she restarts the entire nazirus, let's say it was 30 days, so taglachas tuma, so then both the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva both admit Yofir. In that situation, you can go, a husband can go and be mefer in the darim. And we have in parentheses the next words, but that's a quote from the Mishnah. Because the husband can say, listen, I don't want her to have to go through a 30-day period of time of not drinking wine. That's an inui, and he's allowed to be mefer. Now the Gemara says, at that point, Rebbe or Rebbe Meir, again, we have a different kira, so said, afilu b'taglachas tahara. No, he holds that even the taglachas tahara would still, the husband have the right to go be made for it, because yofer mitmesh yochol lomar, he says, listen, yef shi bisham and agalachas, I don't want my wife to have to go and wear a sheitel, pas nochris, that she's going to have to go, because she'll be embarrassed to go around with a shaved head, so therefore, I don't want her to have to wear this nochris payis, and therefore, I am have the right still to be made for the nether because I don't want my wife to be an isha migalechas. Now, the Gemara says, no, that sounds like a very good reasoning. The Tanakama, what is Rabbi Akiva, what does the Tanakama do with this type of an approach? So Amaloch, they would answer and they would say, Efshar, the pas nachris. They would say, no, you can go wear pas nachris. So therefore, it wouldn't be something that the wife would be disgusting to him because she'll wear a sheitel. So the Gemara says, Reb Meir, why doesn't he, or again, Rebbe, whatever the gears is, Reb Meir or Rebbe, Savar, the peya nachris, Aidi de Zuama lo nichle. Says, no, it's still something that is uncomfortable, not appropriate, not normal to have a shaved head and have pas nochris. And Tosos Dibra Masla, Aidi de Zuama, he says, Bohem Zuama, this concept of wearing something that's not your own, it's wearing somebody else's hair, that's not something that is normal. And therefore, they know migufa, it's not her body, it's not her hair, it's somebody else's hair. So, megane labal, so the husband may feel very uncomfortable with this, but only chale, and he doesn't want it. Therefore, the husband has the right to go say, I don't want to wear pas nachris. The Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva, were not concerned about this, and Rebbe or Rebbe, whoever the girsu was, is concerned about this. We go on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Ish madir es ben obinazir. We had this Mishnah previously a few days ago, and the din is, midoraisa, a father is allowed to go and make his son into a nazir. However, he doesn't have the right to do that for his daughter, and the Mishnah tells us, ve'ena isha, and the mother doesn't have the right to do this at all. Madera says, she does not have the right to go and make her son into a nazir. Gemara will explain the reason why the father can and the mother can't. Either be a din halacha lo shmi Sinai or be a din chinuch for which the mother is not obligated in. We'll get to that when we get to the Gemara. Now we have the word ketzad. The Tosos in Dibra Maschil, Vein Aisha says, we're not goris the word ketzad lo garsinon, and the Rosh says the same thing. Hori garsinon, gilach o shegelchu krovov velo garsinon ketzad. So we delete the word ketzad. There is a way to understand the word ketzad. The word ketzad, if we leave it here, would be going on the entire statement to say, if the father had designated the son and separated korbanos for his son's naziris, and then subsequently the son didn't do the naziris, so then in that situation, what is the status of the korbanos? So if you have the word ketzad, that's the way you have to understand it. Again, we'll learn it simple, like the Tosus and the Rush here, say delete the word ketzad. So in the following scenario, where the son was made into a nazir by the father, but the son doesn't wish to do so. So gilach, he demonstrates his unwillingness to be a nazir by shaving his head, taking a haircut. Oshagahu krova, or the relative said, we don't want this to occur. And therefore, they go and shave his head, or give him a haircut. Now, we pointed out previously that the Rosh held a few datum ago that this is only if the father is no longer alive can they protest in this way. But if the father is alive, this protest doesn't work. But most understand this, that no, even if the father is alive, that the son or the relatives can go and object and not become a nazir. Now, Micha or Shemichu Krovov, or if he verbally declared, I don't wish this, or if the relatives say, no, we don't wish him to go and become a Nazir, in that situation, he's not a Nazir. Now, what happens if, meanwhile, the father was Mafrish Korbanos on behalf of his son's Naziris, but now the son is no longer a Nazir. So what happens to those Korbanos? So Haizlo Behemoth Mefuresh says, if the father had set aside one or all three of the Behemoths, the Ola, the Chatas, and the Shlamim, to be used for this Naziris's ultimate taglachas tara. So in this situation, if he had set aside specifically one of them as a chatas, so that chatas has to be tamas because the owner of it can't use it for his kavanah. So a chatas shemesu ba'olav or is already gotten a kapara or doesn't need a kapara, so then that chatas has to die. So you put it into the kippah, you close the door, and you let it die. If you designated an ola of an ola, tikrav ola. So then it can be brought as an ola because you can bring a voluntary ola. And the Bach adds, the hashlamim, if he had designated one of them to be a shlamim, the one that he designated to be a shlamim, ikru shlamim, that should be go and be brought as a voluntary korban shlamim. And the rules of this are not like a regular korban shlamim. We give it the rules of the shlamim of a nazir, in that it can only be eaten for one day, v'necholim liyom echad, and the night afterwards, but not the next day like a normal korban shlamim. And, however, v'ein antunim lechem, while a shlamim, the ayil nazir, the shlamim of a nazir, has to be brought with 20 breads, two different types of 10 breads each, so then this shlamim that we bring, einon tunum lechem, doesn't have to bring lechem, and as we pointed out previously, there's also machlokas as to whether there is a din of zroa b'shelo or not in the shlamim, like we discussed a few days ago. Then the Mishnah says, what happens if the father didn't designate animals, but he put aside just money for his son's naziris, and now this naziris isn't going to take effect, because either the son or the relatives were protesting either orally or by doing a haircut. So the father had set aside unspecified, undesignated funds. So the din is, we learn this again, Rav Yochanan Halacha Moshe Sinai, Reish Lakish, Droshos of the Psukim, Yiplu Linadaba. All that money goes for Olos for Ketz HaMizbeach. If, however, the father had set aside specific funds, each for the Chatas, Ola, and Shlomim, respectively, so then most before Rosh, if they were specified funds, designated funds, then the Mei Chatas Yelchu Lamamelch, the money that was set aside to purchase the Chatas, so we have to do the equivalent of the animal putting into the Kippah, so you put the money into the Yamamelech, it will be lost forever. However, the technically, since it can't be brought for a carbon, there is no din of me'ila anymore, so lo nenim lo mo'alim. You're not allowed to get hanoah from it, me the rabbanon, but you're not going to be over me'ila if you did usurp it by accident inadvertently on a deraisa level. The nei ola, the funds that he set aside for the ola, you purchase voluntary olas with that. Umo'alimen, and since this is an ola, which is kachi kadoshim, so there is a din of me'ila on this. And the money that you set aside for the shlamim, the made shlamim, you'll purchase shlamim with that. And since shlamim is kochi kalim, which doesn't have a din me'ila, until, as we mentioned many times, you do the shchita and you do the zrika, and then the emurim, they're the only ones that have a din of me'ila, so the shlamim can be eaten. The shlamim that you buy with these funds will go and have the dinim somewhat like an ayil nazir shlamim of the nazir, and the din is that you can only eat it for one day and the night afterwards, and necholim yom echa, but not for the next day. However, vein tunim lechem, it doesn't have to bring the 20 breads, the 2 10 breads that you bring normally with the ayil of the nasir. Gemara starts off and says, this din that you're telling me, the father, yes, ish in, however, the mother, no, aval isha lo, my taima, where did you get this from? Why can the father make his son into a nazir, but the mother cannot make her son into a nazir? Neither one can make the daughter into a nazir, but why can the father make the son and the mother not make the son into a nazir? So we have a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan amar, halochahi, this halochah Moshe Misinai bin nazir. This is a din, halochah Moshe Misinai, that says that the father has the right to go and make his son into a nazir. We'll discuss this shita in much more detail tomorrow. Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, we turn to Chavtesim and Aleph. Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, says the name of Rish Lakish, amar Rish Lakish, kidei lechancho b'mitzvah. The purpose over here is that the father should go and teach his son mitzvah. So one of the mitzvahs that he's teaching him here, as the Mefarish says in the top Mefarish, kidei lechancho b'mitzvah, he's teaching him the mitzvah over here of Nazirus. So this is one of the ways that the father can go teach his son mitzvah. And the Rosh points out, this is siog leprishus. By teaching him this mitzvah of Nazirus, you're teaching him the concept of separating himself even from things that are permitted. A person should understand that this world, the purpose of this world isn't to just go and pleasure yourself in any hetadik way. You can be a menuvel, the hetera Torah. A person can go and do all sorts of things. Technically, I'm not being over something, right? I'm eating in this place. It's an inappropriate place to eat, but it's on the hashkacha, and I turn this way and that way. So the bottom line is, one has to separate oneself to do, make siyog leprishus, to become a person of a higher character. So this is machlokes of Yochanan and ultimately Reish Lakish. Yosef Rav Chanina said it over the name of Reish Lakish, and Be'ezus Hashem will pick up over here tomorrow and discuss this machlokes in greater detail. With this, we conclude today's shiur.